To the Batmobile.
Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Holy hole in a donut!
Hey guys.
I never said thank you.
And you'll never have to.
We're bad guys. It's what we do.
Let's put a smile on that face. I'm Batman.
Welcome to Gotham City Central, a Batman podcast. As always, I'm your host, Adam, and with me are both my co-hosts, Steven and Ryan. Boys, how's it going?
Very well, thanks.
Pretty good. Pretty good here.
Good to hear. We are coming here today, sort of, it's not really breaking because it's not going to be up the day that this dropped, but relatively breaking news in that we've got a first look at Robert Pattinson as Batman, sort of. and I'll explain why sort of in a minute. But first
up, spoiler alert, he doesn't sparkle.
Well, that's, I mean, I was very disappointed with the video. I was expecting sparkling, and I was expecting Kristen, what the hell's her name? Kristen Stewart to show up. None of that happened, but, you know, the basement dwellers have been talking about sparkling since he got cast. I was waiting for it, but sadly, Matt Reeves has other ideas. But before we get into the, over-analysis of a 49-second video... We're going to just touch on Birds of Prey box office, now that it's been out a full week. So, Stephen, do you have the some of the numbers in front of you?
Yep, even though Box Office Mojo has messed up.
Of course.
So,
the one time they mess up, it's this movie.
I went via Harley Quinn updates on Twitter just to double check through Forbes, and it's sitting currently at 120 million worldwide. Which is pretty good, I think.
I believe about 48 of that is domestically. Right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Which means
it's going to be profitable, isn't it? But
yeah, I mean, look. Again, okay, Ryan, what do you think of that number? That 120 worldwide sort of number.
I think it's okay. I still don't see how there's a difference to me, even if it's kind of difficult to describe. There's a difference between underperforming and flop.
No, it's not difficult. It's common sense, but you're right.
Yeah, it's not bombing. It's gonna make its money back plus some. I am, as I was expressing with, you know, a friend of mine, I am aware that Warner Brothers is very reactionary, and obviously I think we're set with seeing Harley Quinn go forward in the future, but, you know, Warner Brothers could probably look at this. I'm gonna be surprised if this movie, as much as I would like it to, will make Shazam numbers, which, what, 350-something maybe?
Yeah, it's not going to get there.
I'm just worried Warner Brothers is going to look at this underperformance as a flop, and while we're guaranteed more Harley Quinn, I think, you know, I am kind of concerned of, you know, characters like Canary, Huntress, that this might be their one
and done. So the Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
Right.
And that... Okay. I hope Warner Brothers doesn't think that.
Well, Let me address some of your concerns. Not that I have a direct line to Warner Brothers, but, you know, I wish I did.
Adam's quitting the podcast because he's got a new job.
better yet, never mind Warner Brothers. I don't want to talk to you people. Just, like I said, give me Margot Robbie's number. We're good. But I'll smooth her down with that R rating. Don't you worry. Look, yes, it's underperforming as to what Warner Brothers had hoped it would be. However, you know, it's we're looking at about in the 160 range, I would think, by the end of the weekend, which is double the budget already, or around double the budget already. In terms of Ryan's comment about, you know, Warner Brothers overreacting and correcting, I'm encouraged by the fact that it's now been a full week, and not, so they've seen what the numbers are. And we haven't had reports from Variety or Hollywood Reporter or, you know, the trades, which in the Snyder era would have already, there would have already been reports saying that Warner Brothers is now doing something to overcorrect or reshoots on the Suicide Squad or they're concerned about moving forward. We already would have started seeing those articles in the Snyder era, you know, after the Sunday, right? So yeah, we haven't seen any of that chaos so far. So I'm really hoping that that's a sign that Walter Hamada and the new management have a little bit more common sense and intelligence.
And patience as well.
Right, exactly. The other thing, a couple of things to consider. Tomb Raider, the most recent one, starring Alicia Vikander, who is, yes, she's on the list. it only made domestically, and by the way, the reason I'm bringing it up is because it's a Warner Brothers release. It cost $100 million. It only made $58 million domestically. It's getting a sequel. Mm-hmm. The sequel's been announced. So if they'll green light a sequel to that, which was PG-13, by the way, there's still hope for, let's say, Gotham City Sirens, you know, or the characters in the Birds of Prey to appear in something else.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing that I think they'll look at is social media conversation, especially around Journey Smollett-Bell's Black Canary, because she has been the topic of conversation continuing throughout the week. She's clearly the standout of this movie. How they cannot move forward with the minimum her character in addition to Harley Quinn is unfathomable to me, because it's kind of like a Suicide Squad situation, whereas even if online conversations were crapping all over Leto and, you know, et cetera, and the Dancing Enchantress, you know, the prevailing opinion that was that Margot Robbie's Harley was great, which led to the spinoff. So at the very least, I believe there's room to see Journey Smollett-Bell again. And I'm no accountant, but I'd venture to wager that you could make a Green Arrow and Black Canary film for about $50 million or less.
Well, look at the TV show.
Right, just a thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, keep it PG-13, folks.
Yeah.
You're really cutting your audience off at the knees, unnecessarily.
I wonder if they'd call that Green Arrow and the Black Canary as well.
No, they'd probably call it, if I'm judging by what they called Birds of Prey, they'd call it The Emerald Archer and the Chick That Sings, the Adventures in Star City, because let's make it an exorbitantly long title. They should just call it Green Arrow and the Black Canary, but, you know, common sense.
I think that'd be awesome. I actually want to see that now.
you mean the one that I titled? Yeah.
No, the Green Arrow and the Black Canary.
Oh, yeah.
As a film, not just a Green Arrow film, but Green Arrow.
I'm just waiting for Matt Reeves to announce a title change for the Batman, folks. It's going to be, like I said, I don't know if I mentioned, did I mention this last week?
I don't think so.
It's going to be GCPD Case Files, : The Adventures of Jim Gordon and the Cape Crusader. And Batman's not even going to be the title. Because why not? Let's do it. So, is there anything else we want to say about the Birds of Prey numbers, or can we leave it there?
Just one more thing I like to add. If they want to do a spin-off of Birds of Prey, that could be one of the HBO Max movies.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Oh, for sure.
Because how much would that cost?
You
could do it for... You probably could do it for as little as 40 million, couldn't you, really? Maybe even less.
Probably.
Yeah. So that's something I thought was a possibility.
Unless they make Huntress's mask CGI, because Superman's and Batman's capes were CGI, so why not? Let's just make.
Well, just to be fair, you don't often notice the CGI. Do you, those capes?
Yeah, I understand that, but that costs more money. Is what I'm getting.
Yeah,
right?
I wanted to ask you guys some actually on this. So. You know Green Arrow and the Canaries, the...
TV show.
The TV show spin-off from Arrow. They still haven't announced a date for it. Do you guys think the box office for this is having any impact on that, or do you think it's not here on Earth?
Basically, I've been following the insiders, if you will, in quotations.
Are they like the Outsiders?
yeah. Well, I mean, the Pizarro versions of the Outsiders, yeah. So they're saying that it is now virtually close to a lock that the series is going to get picked up.
Ah, right. Okay.
To the point where they are now about to open up production offices for Green Arrow and the Canaries. It's just the announcement is being held back for whatever reason. And
yeah, I was just playing devil's advocate there. Really, I didn't think it did have to do with
it. And apparently, the reason why the creatives aren't announcing it on Twitter, much to the chagrin of fans, is because legally they're obliged to wait until they're told to announce such things.
Well, don't you think as well they're not really in a rush? They can announce it when they want, can't they? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they might have a plan for it.
Yeah, what's the right? I think the hope was that this would have done better and then the announcement would have came on the heels of that.
Yeah, I did wonder if they'd do that. So it's not affecting it getting greenlit, but it's more... The announcement might be pushed back because they might have thought we'll jump on that sort of bandwagon.
Yeah, let's just wait until
things are done.
Because you got to remember, most pilots that have not been ordered straight to series are still casting. What's the rush of saying, "Hey, we're coming out"?
Yeah. No. And the numbers for the episode were really good, weren't they? So it's not like I think it was a lock as soon as the numbers came in for that episode. Mm-hmm. So.
It's the best reviewed and most watched episode of the final season that's not part of Crisis.
Yeah, like the fact that it beat the series finale of Arrow says something, and I think with those numbers alone, like what Ryan was just saying. You'd have to be a monumental moron to say, yeah, we're not going to pick that up.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like I said...
Even if it were just a season, you'd have to pick it up, wouldn't you?
What do you got to lose? And, CW is a network that worries more about, the 3-day delayed viewings, the 7-day delayed viewings. So they're not as reactionary in terms of oh my god, the same net ratings are not astronomically high. We got to cancel this thing.
Yeah.
So,
I do wonder if it's going to be a 22, 23 episode, or if it's going to be a 16 episode season.
And I think that's what the nuts and bolts are, because the way CW is structured, they could have a lot of 15 or 16 episode shows, and then when that ends, I mean, they could the CW is in a position where they could basically green light every single pilot they've ordered to series and just structure it to each of them be 15 or 16 episodes. And then when one ends, the next one starts.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I actually wondered if they should just make all the series 16 episodes because it'd be like a tighter story and stuff.
I mean, it's an option. I mean, look, to me, as much as I want 22 or 23 episodes of Superman and Lois, for example, with the nature of the special effects needed, it might be better if that's a 14 to 16 episode season.
And it's still like a lot of episodes, isn't it? 16, it's quite...
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, CW is in the unique position because they do have those shortened seasons where they could literally green light every pilot that they put to order and still be okay. Because remember also, the CW likes to air summer series as well, where most networks
air
stupid game shows or reality series. So there's that too. So I think it's just a matter of time. Birds of Prey, the film, will be fine, even if it slightly underperforms.
Yeah.
The series I'm looking forward to, and Travis and I, you know, once that gets going, we are going to do what we've done with Arrow, which is you go episode by episode. So that'll be continuing the Arrow legacy in that way. But now we can officially move on and talk about the Batman. And Steven, I'm now officially calling that because that's what it's called.
Yeah, I was going to say that he's hashtagged it, Annie, so I'm like, it's got to be.
Oh, I said it in the press release.
Beyond
the hashtag.
Yeah, but I thought as well, because obviously you get working titles and stuff, don't you? But I'm like, I think this is definitely going to be called The Batman, isn't it? I can't see any of
the working title should be the Jim Gordon thing I came up with, because why not? Use it. So what happened was on, I think, February 13th, at around, I want to say 6:40 p.m. Eastern time, Adam was having dinner, blissfully ignorant of anything going on. And my phone starts blowing up and beeping with messages. None from my co-host, so you're all fired. No, but...
I sent something.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I'm going to say.
But... You weren't. It wasn't immediate. You guys should be on the ball. I should know about these things before.
I was in bed. Listen,
sleep is overrated, sir. You're the international correspondent. They're filming over there in London. Matt Reeves wasn't in bed. No, I'm kidding. But so I'm eating. My phone's going off. I finish eating and I check my phone, and my friend sent me something directly from Matt Reeves himself. It says, the Batman screen test or test footage or whatever the hell it said. So I'm like, all right. So basically what they did was they pulled the Joker. And so I pushed play, and I'll describe the footage. So it starts out, first starts with a black screen, and we're hearing this ominous, eerie music. I'm like, all right, I'm digging the music so far. We start seeing a blurry figure start coming towards the camera, and it gets closer and closer and closer, and we start, and it's, as it comes into focus, you see that it's Batman, and it's the Batman, it's chest onward, so it's the bat insignia on his chest. Then he turns and the camera starts panning upward. So I'm like, all right, we're gonna see the cowl, we're gonna see the ears, and then it gets to his eyes. He kind of looks like you can see him looking at something, and then it stops there.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm thinking, all right, but I need to see the ears. Where are the ears?
Which no one ever said ever about anything else.
I've never been so obsessed about a superhero's ears as I am right now. So, but I was like, wow. I loved everything except for the fact that I didn't see the ears. So basically, I became the Judge Judy gif where she's, you know, tapping her watch and then tapping her desk. That's been me ever since he released that footage, waiting for the full shot so I could see the ears. But
and then because you get a color shot as well, so we know what colors we're dealing with.
Yeah, and then I'm like, it's all red. It's like the red light district. Like, where's he going? Like, is he going somewhere?
Oh, chicken wow wow.
Hey, maybe that's what he means, Catwoman. Because remember, in year one, she was a
she's
a lady of the night. So I don't know.
Lady of the night.
Well, I'm trying to say I'm trying to be polite and peachy.
She was a hooker, damn it.
Listen, I'm not Margot Robbie. I can't make this thing art. Because we'd have to change the name of the podcast. But I'm like, what's with the red? But I'll explain what I think is going on with the red in a second. But what are your guys' takes on the footage and how it shook out? We'll talk about the suit in a second, but just how the footage was presented, the music. Give us your take. So, Ryan, since we're awake at the time of the release, we'll start with you.
I was going to get called up then for a second, and then he just changed his mind mid-sentence. Thanks.
That's part of your punishment. Sleeping.
I really like the music. I like that it's going to do, since we know that it actually is part of the theme that, what's his last name? I always struggle how to say it.
Giacchino or something? Is it?
Giacchino.
Michael Giacchino.
Okay.
Trust me, I get it wrong.
The Italian will tell you how to say it properly.
Okay, thank you.
It makes sense.
that it's going to be part of the theme. I like that, you know, it's only a snippet, so we've only heard a little bit of it, but it's not bombastic like Dark Knight Trilogy or Affleck or even Keaton.
Yeah, I didn't miss the dun, 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 and then over and over, that was the whole thing. But anyway, go ahead.
I didn't mind that. I do appreciate, you know, something new, something different. It's much more subtle.
Yeah.
Someone did kind of ruin it for me a little bit by saying that it is a slowed down version of the Imperial March. And I'm like, oh, damn it. Now, because now after reading that and now hearing it again, it kind of is like, oh, I can kind of.
I'm about to listen to that now. Yeah.
it reminded me of Daredevil's series. I'll agree with people online about that. It made me miss that. No, we're not getting Daredevil season four. It was fine. You know, it was, you know, not as colorful as, you know, the Birds of Prey costume reveal that we got a year ago or Joker. But I do like that, you know, for the last three DC movies, that this is how we're doing things. This is how we're showing off costumes and first look at characters at, you know, in costume, in character, is through these little, you know, screen tests, you know, that they officially release. You know, it's Marvel sure as heck ain't doing this, and it's you know, DC doing its own little thing, and I like that.
Okay. Awesome. All right, Steven.
Oh, can I actually go now? Okay.
Yeah, you can go now. I just want to make sure you were alert, awake, you know.
I'll paint the scene for you. So I was tucked up in bed, nice, all nice, and my phone went off, and I thought, right, if it's Ryan or Adam, I thought, it's going to be, something's going to happen. So I thought, I've got to go check my phone. Let's check my phone. And then Ryan's message said something along the lines of, I think we've just had our first look at Pattinson or something like that.
Yeah, something along
those lines. And I went, oh my God, why has he not sent a link? So I straight went to Twitter. Because I thought it'll be all over.
You need your word for it.
I thought it'd be all over Twitter anyway. So I'm looking at Twitter and then I see Matt Reeves posting it. So I thought, all right, I'll vote where it is. Then it comes up and I'm like, and bear in mind it's dark in my room, so it's kind of a bit, the music went with it. So I'm sat down on my phone, just on the floor, and just hear this like music, which I'm now been told is the Imperial Deathmatch slowed down.
I swear, it really is.
And I went, oh, what's going on here? And then I thought, oh. That was my reaction. Basically, I was like, oh. Because I wasn't expecting, well, any of it, to be honest, but I wasn't expecting to see this, you know, anything on the suit. I thought you might have just got like a head. I thought it was gonna be a picture, basically. I wasn't expecting this little video. Yeah. And then, like you, Adam, when the ears weren't there, I was like, oh, I need to see the ears now. But for, well, obviously, we're not talking about the suit right now, but something on the suit straight away, I thought, oh, that's different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my little story, anyway.
I love how you two have little stories. And,
you know, right, so, yeah, I just saw it.
About the tech message. And then there's me who's just, you know, walking into the living room about to have dinner. I look on my phone. I'm like, shit. That's my story. It's just,
yeah. Oh, man. But
And then I couldn't get to sleep after because I was so excited. So
yeah, and the story he's not telling you is his wife looked up at him and said, "What the hell are you doing on the floor?" And every time that morning it is, turn the Imperial merch off. I'm trying to sleep.
I'll just have a little tirade, but do you remember when the Man of Steel trailer dropped? The really good one with Russell Crowe at the beginning and stuff, while the music.
Yeah.
I got up late to watch that. And my mother-in-law was staying with us, and she came. I sort of went out of the room afterwards to go for a wee and that. She's like, "What the hell are you doing up?" Because she wants to go for a wee as well. I was like, "I'm just watching Superman trailer." She just rolled her eyes at me.
She's like, "Yeah, he's not sleeping tonight."
You should have told her, "Hey, you knew what you were getting into with me."
Yeah. This is my Viagra, woman. Leave me alone.
No. I don't think I said that to my mother-in-law though.
Yeah, that would be a little disturbing.
Now I'm going to go see your daughter.
That'd be a little bit Oedipus kind of complex. No, all right, so let's look at what we actually saw, because some intelligent individuals on the internet have taken away the red,
and so you
can see a little bit of the.
Some have even gone as far as to color in, like, you know, his skin color and all that as well, and different colors.
Let's not go that far. We know. Hans is white and Dragon Twilight white, pasty white, white. Again, no sparkles, but what are you gonna do? So let's start with the parts of the cowl that are visible to us.
Do we want to start with the chest first? Because we saw the chest first, didn't we?
Yeah, but the chest is the really cool part. You want to see?
All right, you want to see a bit. Okay.
Don't do like my old original co-host used to blow the lead right at the beginning.
He'd do a podcast on Sixth Sense, wouldn't he, and start off and go, "I can't believe Bruce Willis was dead the whole film."
Yeah, exactly. it's interesting because in the eye area and the nose area, it looks kind of leathery because you see stitching.
Yeah, yeah, right under the nose and stuff. Yeah,
right, and it's that also harkens back and calls to mind the Adam West cowl, like the stitching.
Yeah, look at that,
and the visual look of the eyes and stuff. I mean, it doesn't have the eyebrows.
I really hope Pattinson's mask has eyebrows. Has that painted on white chalk eyebrow. Oh, just get it.
Don't you think it kind of is almost like a domino mask as well? Like he's got a domino mask and then made the rest of the... Does that make sense?
I mean, who knows? It could be. But
I'm not saying that's what he's done, but I'm saying it kind of has that vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it reminds me like the Green Hornet or something, yeah.
But it's just as soon as I saw it, I'm like, oh my God, there's Adam West... Well, I'm saying when I saw these pictures, when I saw it in stills, I'm like, oh my God, there's some Adam West vibes there.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you also see, the weird thing about the cowl is that he has that sort of molded frown kind of looking aspect that all the Batman cowls have. So you're not sure if it's leather or what is it? Like, we're not entirely sure. But I like the stitching look because the whole idea is that this Batman film is apparently, according to insiders again, that it's taking place in year two of Batman's career.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that he's going for something more put together himself and quote-unquote homemade, if you will.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, yeah.
But... Ryan, have any thoughts on the eye mask aside from wanting the chalked on eyebrows of Adam West?
if there are no white drawn on chalk, you know, eyebrows, the, I'm walking out of the theater. Yeah. You know, the armor is not sparkling. What the heck? I do find it kind of funny how this reveal, this little tease, just overall, has us all showing us that we're all real greedy. Because we finally got a look at the new Batman. Well, I want to see more. And also now we've all developed ear fetishes too.
Yeah,
we really need to see the ears on the cowl.
Hey, it's better than one that than some people have, like you know, the president. Anyway.
I see what you're getting now. It's like the little more leathery vibe. Yeah. It does feel this. Obviously, we're going with a little bit more of a, you know, the self-made, homemade. So I don't even think, like, you know, this is stuff I think Bruce put together himself without the assistance of Lucius Fox or whoever. We don't even know.
Alfred helped him stitch it, but that's
a
bit of... I think Alfred probably did stitch it.
I can't wait to see Andy Serkis stitching this thing.
Pulls it down to some as well.
And, I used to be Bloody Caesar, you know. As he's stitching it.
You know, upon a closer look at the fact that it has stitching, reminds me of the Earth One Volume One for Batman, because that cowl had a little bit of a stitching to it. I really just want to see the ears. You know, I hope they're not ridiculously short like Adam West. Also hope that they're not, you know, overly long.
Batman Forever.
like something in between Nolan and Affleck, you know. You know, to me, those were like the best of the bat ears.
Well, hold on. In between Keaton and Affleck was Bale. So
that's what, yeah.
Right.
Wait. No, I said no. When it came to, you know, my favorite, you know, when it comes to Batman cowls, Bale.
It's gonna be a whole episode. Your favorite Batman cowl.
Batman cowl, yeah. Because now
we should rank the bat suits. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah.
Oh, come on! You already saw the official fandom account. You know that.
Yeah.
You know which suit is the best. It's like we haven't even seen the full thing. Calm down. Trying to enrage the Snyder cultists, really?
Oh yeah. But that's always fun. To be fair.
I reckon the ears are going to be more like Adam West's suit, but not as rounded, if that makes sense.
I don't think they're going to be that short.
They might be a bit longer, but I think they're going to go up like his do. I think they're going to be very... That's just a theory I've got.
I have my own theory on the ears.
Come on.
But it requires me to talk about the collar.
Alright, well, before we talk about the collar, did either of you guys go, "That chin," when you saw his chin?
Oh, the chin is great. He's got bad chin, yeah.
He has got bad chin, yeah.
He's got the jawline. He's good.
Yeah, that's it.
But the question is, can he bubble his head like Clooney for no reason? That's the real question.
And say great lines such as, "Hi, freeze, I'm Batman."
Yeah. Well, we'll have to wait for a sequel to that. But
It'd be funny if in film his freeze had gone, "Bruce Wayne." Sorry, anyway.
So, the internet is all over the place in terms of their shock and awe over this collar, as if it's the first time they've ever seen Batman with a collar. When in the comics, and on page 3 specifically, Batman White Knight. The recent Black Label miniseries, Batman has a collar.
Yeah.
In Batman Gotham by Gaslight, Batman has a collar.
Yeah.
And in some drawings of the 1939 version of the costume, Batman has a collar. This is not something that Matt Reeves pulled out of his rear end. This has been done before. And I think it looks kind of cool.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. I was thinking Gotham by Gaslight straight away. I was thinking that about the cowl as well, actually, but I didn't want to mention it until you mentioned the collar.
Yeah.
it does make me think maybe Batman's an Usher fan, because Usher did a song called Poppy Collar, so yeah. Must be his favourite song, surely.
Right, it could be. Or in this universe, there are comics about Batman, and they're from the New 52 universe, and he's got a collar. They've interpreted him with a collar. So it's like, I might as well add that if they're going to...
Exactly. You know, I'm seeing people comment on the collars, and, you know, I'm like, see, collars work, people. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
I do have another theory. Maybe he's a big Dracula fan, and he was like,
Alfred, I want to be spooky.
I am the fat man. I have one here, two, but that's enough Sesame Street for one podcast. My theory is this. I think with the cowl and the area so the ears and the collar, I think Matt Reeves is going to give us an updated version, a modernized version of the 1939 look.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think we're going to get those kind of ears.
Where they kind of stick out. I mean, they still go up, but they stick out a little bit on the side.
Yeah, wider, yeah.
See, I'm not sure, because if you look at this picture, which I've got up on my phone, I don't know if you guys are looking at it right now, it doesn't look like it goes outwards as you get up. It looks like it goes straight up to me.
I don't know. It's too tough to call.
Imagine if you weren't really controversial. I know he is. Suck on that.
It could be possible, but I'm pretty sure he's going to have
I'm sure the internet would be delighted. Everyone would get along. No one would fight about
it. I think we'd all be sitting in a circle singing Kumbaya, for sure. I just, for whatever reason, I think, and here's the other, I'll get to the other reason why I think it could be a modernized version of the 1939 aesthetic, because... So let's go down a little bit more. That sounds perverted.
I didn't know it was that kind of podcast.
the shoulder and chest area,
yeah,
is very much inspired by the Arkham video games, at least to me.
Totally agree. Yeah,
specifically, you know, there's a lot in the chest and the shoulders that's specifically Arkham Knight, and I love it.
Yeah. I do too, and I know there's a segment of the internet that's upset because, well, look, it's armored again. But realistically, folks, let's think about this logically for a second. If Batman went out there with a cowl with ears, a pair of boots, but everything else was cloth, I don't care how good of a martial artist he is, how many weights he's lifted, how muscular he is. He could be Affleck size, okay? If he goes out there with absolutely no armor or padding whatsoever, I don't care how good he is, eventually he's dead.
See, I think, though, eventually I think they will modify his suit. I think his suit will probably evolve as the films go on, and then it'll get more streamlined and stuff.
Oh, of course.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like the chest and the shoulder, from what we've seen, this looks very like version one. Like, this cannot be a final suit for him.
It might even have a different suit at the end of the film, for all we know.
But here's the thing, though. It might be the final suit for this film, but as Matt Reeves' series goes along, it'll evolve.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It could even change in this one, for all we know, but if it doesn't, I don't think this is going to be the suit he's going to have in every film anyway.
But it never is. They've always changed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly. But again, I'm just of the belief that I don't think you can do straight cloth.
No.
And that's it. I mean, dead end. Everybody's like, dead end. Okay, that's a fan film, for God's sakes. And listen.
Yeah. If you do it, you've got to do it like they did the Affleck suit.
and even that, you know, there might have not have been an outright, you know, explanation, but you can pretty well assume that there's like Kevlar or some kind of padding in
there. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I definitely do like the Arkham inspiration.
I do too.
That we have here. And then, of course, now we're getting to the part that Ryan wanted, Ryan and Stephen wanted to start with, the bat emblem, which here are my two theories. It's either a batarang that batarangs that detach and that he could throw at people. That's option one. Or option two is the theory that's floating around online, and I kind of like this theory, that it is the gun that Joel Chill used to kill the Waynes that has been molded and manipulated into a bat symbol. Now, this theory is not something that fans just, again, pulled out of the rear end, as they often do online. But this actually came from a comic book, specifically Detective 1000. Kevin Smith wrote a story drawn by Jim Lee where Batman, it was early on in Batman's career, where he tracked down the gun that Joe Chill used. And so what he did was he burned the metal down and he placed it under, he sewed it or whatever, molded it into the underneath area of the bat insignia. And his reasoning was that the instrument that broke his heart as a child would now protect his heart as a man.
Yeah, I like that.
And if that is what Matt Reeves is going for, first of all, I'll be fine if it's either batarangs or this. But if this is what Matt Reeves is pulling, man, this guy knows more than Batman, more about Batman than any other director we've had on board so far.
Adam, you know, he could, both your theories could actually be correct because he could have molded it down into a batarang symbol. If you actually look at it, it does look like pieces of a gun, doesn't it? If you look at it.
Yeah.
It looks like he cut like the handle of the gun in half.
Yeah.
So, but what else do you guys think? What do you guys think of that look?
I'm okay with the, you know, because in the comic it was literally melting the gun down and using it. While this one, it looks like he just kind of like cut the gun in half and then modified it. You know, something a little bit simpler than that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I would have been fine with the batarang. I just think it looks a little too clunky to be a batarang. But who knows? It's just a first look, you know. It opinion can change.
Right.
Also, it looks a little, you know, big to be a batarang. But I wouldn't be opposed to that idea because when I first heard of that going around on Twitter, I was thinking of Dick Grayson Robin from Titans, and you know the little R on his chest, you know, could, you know, hold the little R-shaped shurikens that he uses.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, that was something that came to my mind.
If you
actually look at it, it looks like it's in two halves actually, so I wonder, it could actually be two batarangs.
And then there's my father's theory, which I don't know how serious he was, but you know he took the gun idea and said, well, "What if it's his grappling hook?"
Yeah, could be.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, it might just be the bat symbol. You know, I don't know.
Exactly.
Yes, that'd be interesting to find out.
But this is the point of first looks, to overanalyze and come up with theories.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then it's revealed, you morons! It's the car jack, it's the wheel jack to change the top of the automobile.
One side goes here, one side goes here.
But interestingly enough about the insignia. So now I'm of two schools of thought. Well, there's two inspirations, and this is why I think we're getting a modernized version of the 1939 aesthetic. Because if you look at the bat, it looks like two versions. It's got the in terms of physical material look, it looks like the Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
And Arkham series logo.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically in shape and sort of visual aesthetic, it has a lot in common with the 1939 chest emblem. So I think that's what leads me to believe when I say modernized version of 1939 look, I think he's taking bits and pieces of different incarnations, but it's going to give us something that harkens back to the original. That's just my theory. Now, look, if he's got normal straight ears and they're not like the 90s, I'm not going to walk out of the theater because...
Oh, damn it!
To me, the only thing where I draw the line is nipples, all right? And an excessively large cock piece. Where
I thought there was one now, just fell off.
Well, there are no nipples. From what we can see, his nipples are not there.
Hey, I tell you what, if we don't get a batsuit change of an ass shot, I'm walking out.
But yeah, so that's what I think of the symbol and why I think we might be going back to 1939 in some aspects.
Yeah.
But any other thoughts from either of you on the chess piece?
The bat symbol's got no ears on it. That proves he's not going to have any ears. No, I'm joking. It's actually a space ghost movie, and we're just trolling us.
Or that means, like, I really like that pre-Batman suit from Gotham, so I'm gonna go.
That would be hilarious.
Warner Brothers gave me $150 million. I'm just gonna give them Gotham 2.0.
No, we needed another $5 million for the ears, but they won't sign off on it, so we didn't get any ears.
Damn it, Birds of Prey didn't open exactly where they cut off my budget.
Could take away from the ear budget. What do you think? It looks like it kind of all like slots together, doesn't it? So, you know, like the shoulders. Did you see the way they were moving in their video?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was like tucked under the middle bit, didn't they? Yeah. So, like, they're a separate piece as well and stuff.
It looked like when he moved, it looked like the suit up scene from the Arkham video games.
Yeah. My two comments on the just the overall bat symbol. One, find it kind of funny that we're going from super fat Batman with the Affleck symbol. Yeah.
From the Michelin Man.
Which that took a long time for me to get used to how thick that was. a real super skinny. now we're gonna have people online being like, "Are you trying to fat shame the bat symbol?"
Yeah. Oh yeah, you know they're gonna be out in force.
And also, two, you know, Stephen mentioned that the insignia on the chest has no bat ears, which I really don't have a problem with. But if people online love this bat symbol, then you're not allowed to bitch about the Dark Knight trilogy bat symbol.
I was going to say, you could barely even see the symbol in Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises.
The only issue that I had with the Dark Knight trilogy or Rises and Dark Knight suits were that like he had this extra piece. It was almost like a support kind of bra kind of thing. And then the symbol's resting on top of it. And I'm like, is there a need for that extra piece?
Not to go into like a battle of the suits, but personally, I thought the suit was perfect in Begins and they shouldn't have changed it in the first place.
It looks, to me, it was too rubbery and it bulged when he turned. Maybe.
It's okay.
Every time Ryan says something, it sounds like a
sexual innuendo.
Oh my God. No, it's.
I'm sorry, Ryan. Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
And listen, we talked about ear fetishes. So at this point, this podcast has gone off the rails. We'll do a ranking of our suits on another episode. You know what? When we have the full view of this suit.
Yeah, I was going to say that might be a good time.
We'll do a suit episode.
Maybe we could do it as like a suit episode. So we'll talk about the suit. Because we can't really rank a suit we haven't seen in motion, can we?
Yeah,
well, I don't think.
Right.
So I think maybe we should do, when they do a full reveal, we'll do a suits episode.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about the new suit, and then talk about, obviously, if you guys don't agree with that, let me know. But, and we'll do a suit ranking.
Yeah, no, no, I dig it. I like it. I like the idea. But anything else you guys want to add before we sign off of here?
Just love the music, love the little tease, and I can't wait to see the full thing.
Ryan?
I'm surprised we got a first look, you know, to begin with, this relatively early on. I thought that would have waited a little bit longer. I loved it. You know, I loved them. You know, it's really different from what we've gotten beforehand, and you know that it's kind of what I wanted. I wanted to see something new, see something different, and I'm sorry to the people that really wanted a yellow oval, but I'm kind of glad, because I've never been the biggest yellow oval fan.
I like it, but I'm not precious. See, the thing is, I can be really precious about the Superman symbol. Maybe it's because I like Superman, he's my favorite or whatever, but
yeah.
The bat symbol, I've never been that precious about it. I don't know why. I'm kind of like, whatever they go with, I'm kind of easy with it. I don't think any of the suits have had, I don't think I've ever gone, oh, I don't like the bat symbol.
Yeah.
Can't think of one.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like there's much of one in the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah. Well,
one thing I will give the Batman Begins with the suit and the symbol is I love the bat insignia on the Begins suit more than Knight and Rises.
Yeah, because that was just the logo. Basically, what Nolan did was like, you know what? Let's just put the logo of the film on the suit.
Mm-hmm. That very like minimalistic.
Yes.
Yeah. It isn't. I don't. It's not bad. It just kind of feels bland.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
it worked better as just a batarang, not the symbol on the suit. So
yeah, my take overall is, I love the style of the reveals they're going with. I hope this continues. The suit is just from what we've seen and what we've been able to talk about, it's fresh, but seems to be honoring past iterations of the costume at the same time. And it makes me believe that Matt Reeves has really a lot of Batman love and knowledge in his head, and he's really imparted that on the costume designer, because we're getting a lot of different homages in this thing, and we haven't even seen the full thing yet. I love the fact that we got a piece of the theme. I can't wait to hear the rest of it. If it morphs into the Duel of the Fates, I'm going to get upset. But I'm loving it so far. Just a thought on the red before we get out of here. Somebody put this out there, and I kind of like the idea, is that one of Matt Reeves' professed favorite Batman stories is The Long Halloween. The Long Halloween and Dark Victory. And when they did promotion for Dark Victory in the comic books, they would basically have these character portraits basically in a specific color. The color they used for Batman was red. So I'm wondering, is every time he's going to give us a reveal for one of the main characters, if he's going to pay homage to the Dark Victory promotional material by having the color used for that character used in the test footage.
I like
which would be really cool if he did that.
Great book as well.
I don't know if that's what he's doing, but if that's what he's doing, like I said, I love this guy already. I'm on board. Like I said, I'm going to do a visual interpretation of that Judge Judy gif right now. I just tapped my watch and tapped the desk. I need the ears, Matt. I don't have to. You don't have to give me the boots.
Matt Reeves alone has made us all have ear fetishes. Come on, let's go.
Yeah. Like I said, all I need is basically, I need the ears, and I just want to see the utility belt. That's it.
You can not save, the codpiece.
You can save the boots. No. You can save the boots for later.
Can I just ask one more thing before we all go, actually?
Yeah.
Right. Just let's have a quick prediction on what we think the colours are going to be. Just quickly. Just say, what's your gut feeling right now? What do you think the colours are?
Black.
All black? Do you think it's all black?
It's two-tone. I think it'll be two-tone black, so it'll be black and grey kind of thing.
Yeah, I think we're on the same level. So, like, the body armor, the body will be kind of a grayer.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Like a really dark gray. Yeah, yeah, we're on the same level out then, yeah. What do you think, Ryan?
I don't know if we're going to get outright black, but definitely maybe like a darker gray with maybe like a real dark shade of blue.
Mm. Yeah. I'd be out
exactly. There fine, that's something I really want to see, you know, and them try to have
the blue.
The blue, yeah. Because
it would also line up with the Adam West thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
As well. Anyway, I mean, because your eyebrows.
Because yeah. I mean,
they better be, those white lines better be on that.
Because I mean, think about it, guys. Even though the internet took away the red saturation, that doesn't necessarily give us the true color of the suit, right?
No, mm-hmm. No. And like I say, I've seen variations where people have colored the suit in different things, different colors. So you just don't know, do you?
Well, look, I was wrong about my prediction. I said February 19th, and Matt Reeves says, oh, yeah, hold my beer.
And give it to us on the 30th. I'm going to purposely do it on February 14th to piss off the Snyderholics.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because apparently Matt Reeves organizes his marketing around...
Well, yeah, because Matt Reeves is a traitor and a thief. And yeah, else.
And he really wants to screw it to these manufactured...
Yeah, because he forced Affleck out.
Events on Twitter. Oh, by the way, okay, I'm just going to end on this. It won't be too long. It's just a mini thing. I'm going to say this one more time verbally.
Here
because
we go.
I'm getting sick of this theory that, well, Matt Reeves fired Ben Affleck and he's a traitor and a snake. Apparently, these are the only two words that Snyderholics know. But let me just, again, clarify with all the knowledge we have of the situation. Whether the circumstances be that Affleck was no longer on board with the vision that Warner Brothers wanted, whether it was partly due to his marriage collapsing and his suffering with you know, alcohol issues, whatever the case may be, Affleck left.
Mm-hmm.
He quit the directing job and left the role.
Mm-hmm.
He was not fired.
No, Matt Reeves was willing to work with him in the beginning.
Yeah, and what was he? Was it Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel? I always get them two mixed up. That he looked delighted when he said, "I'm not Batman."
Yeah, he really did seem happy when he said, "I'm not Batman."
Folks, he didn't want to be here anymore. So, if you're really angry that you're not getting a Ben Affleck directed and starring Batman movie, don't be angry with Warner Brothers. Don't be angry with Matt Reeves. Don't even be angry. Look, personally, don't even be angry with Affleck, because if he left for family and health reasons, that's more important than any
movie role. Get over it,
If you really have intentions of being a miserable prick and want to be angry at somebody, then direct your anger, even though you shouldn't, at Ben Affleck.
You should be happy that he wanted to take care of himself and, you know, try to fix his family instead of forcing himself to, you know, to suffer and do a movie that he might have, you know, had a good time working on, but it would have just made, you know, problems at home worse.
And here's another thing. If you guys, all you nut jobs, specifically the Snyderholics, love Ben Affleck so much, guess what? He's got a movie coming out, I think, what is it, March?
Oh, I saw a trailer for that. Yeah, the basketball movie.
Yeah, where he's the coach.
Yeah.
So, if you really want to support Ben Affleck, he's got a movie coming out. Go watch it.
Yeah.
And leave the rest of us alone.
That's it. I just say, get over it.
There's my mini rant. I'm done. But if anybody else wants to talk to us about this Batman, Robert Pattinson suit, where can they do that, Ryan? If they want to chat you up about it, where can they go?
If you want to come talk to me about how the Begin suit bulges and folds, you can find me on Twitter at The Amazing Rye Guy.
Right, in brackets.
I don't know if all that
one last time.
In brackets, bulge fetish? No. But no,
every time Yoast and Bale flexes in that suit. Oh.
Okay. Let's and if you want to talk to me, if you want to talk to me about back cod pieces or back butt turns, you can do so on Twitter at SteveBob1984.
All right, folks, if you want to talk to me, you can. I don't know what I'm going to say, depending on what you bring up.
Talk about bat nipples.
Yeah, don't you dare. The blog button will be used readily. But if you want to test your fate, it's Adam_Decline on Twitter. Or you can go to the Facebook group, the Multiverse Musings Podcast Network, and request acceptance into the group. Ryan, myself, or Travis will add you, and we can talk there as well. But that's it. We hope you enjoyed this analysis and dissection of a 49-second costume reveal test footage. We'd like to hear your theories, so hit us up on social media and tell us about them. We'll be back with you next time. Until then, remember to stay within the Gotham City limits and join us for the next episode. Same bad time,
same bad channel.
So long, old chums.
I am vengeance. I am the night. I am Batman!